It is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web, and you'll find them right here on a Tuesday morning as they are locked in, locked down at home. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, I tell you, it's you know what I miss coming in the morning when I, you know, traveling the roads of Northwest Connecticut is not exactly like traveling where there's a lot of traffic anyway. But in the mornings, I mentioned this earlier, when I've been coming, when I come into work, you know it's between 3:30 and 5, the only things that have been on the road are big trucks, and there's always lots of them, and also people pass me going 75 miles an hour heading to the Wasaic train station so they can get into the city. I have nothing on the road now in the morning. Not even fox, not even deer, not even bear. Nothing.
Everybody's locked down.
It's just me and my headlights.
Wow.
It's amazing. It really is. And when I look at the pictures of New York City and stuff like that, it is like it's out of a movie. It really is.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It is.
But I was glad to see that pastor arrested. Was it in Florida? Was it in your state? The mega church. He held his Sunday service, and they arrested him. And it's what's interesting about that is, you know why he held the Sunday service. I mean,
yeah, the collection plate.
Because with those mega churches, they spend so much money, they need to collect that money. Yep. And it was just horrible to see him do that. And also, that college that let kids come back in, that in spite of the coronavirus, now a portion of those kids that came back to college are showing signs of, guess what?
Yep.
The coronavirus.
That's right.
You know, and somebody pointed this out, and I don't know if by breaking the rules, and I mean, people seem to think that there's some sort of cure for the corona. There isn't. The cure is either right. If you get it and your body can reject it, you're fine. If you get it, you have to get through it and you're fine. If you get it and your body's compromised, it's going to be a tougher struggle. And if you're in poor condition and you get it, you die. There's no antidote. There's nothing that can stop you from getting it other than distancing yourself from other people. And, you know, someone pointed out this morning on Facebook, and it was so interesting. Someone's walking down the street that knows that is breaking the rule, and they happen to go by somebody who in the future might invent a miracle drug or something like that, and that person dies. People don't realize the ramifications, really, what's going on. Is it the same way in Florida?
It's kind of hard to say because we're only getting information from the news, because we are self quarantined, I guess. Yeah. You might say we're just we're sheltering at home, and I only go out to pick up groceries for Jackie, and sometimes for ourselves, just depending on what we need, or like
and my parents.
Yeah, and Tim's parents. So, and even then, I don't stand close to anyone. I don't allow people to. I take my own grocery bag, and I don't use a cart. I take as many precautions as I can. But we've just designated me as the designated food shopper. So I'm really the only one that goes out, except when Tim has to go get his allergy shot, and they're very strict about how they do that. We had to take Coco to the vet because she had some sutures removed, and I was really happy to see this. And Sienna for her four month rabies shot and all of that. And so I said, what's the procedure? I called ahead of time. What do we do? And so they just said, come to the front door, call us when you're in the parking lot, walk them up to the door, and we will take them one at a time. And so they're not even allowing people in. And that's good to see, because that's a way that people can still take care of their pets. They can also, the vet is still able to do their services. So it's just responsibility.
It is, but also talk about what you had to do yesterday.
Well,
for your virtual appraisal.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've talked about this in the past, how we've done appraisals using Skype from long distances. But yesterday, I had a gentleman whose mother passed, and she had to have an appraisal. So his estate attorney referred us, and so he called me, and I said, well, okay, here's what we can do. And he was very amenable to it, and I just said, the first question was, do you have an iPhone and know how to use FaceTime? And he said, yes. I said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. I'll be able to do it for you because I understand there's some urgency. So stand at the front door. I'll call you at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock came, called, and sure enough, I just got the guided tour and the everything. I said, can you get a little closer to this picture? I want to see if it's a print or I want to see if it's a painting. And went through the entire two-bedroom apartment, and I was able to take care of it for him. And now today I'm working on the appraisal, and I'll send it off at the end of the day to the attorney, and there's business goes on. But it was the easiest way to make sure that they were safe. And it was also in a community that was a senior community, and I didn't want to take any chances of taking anything positive of taking anything into the senior community, because we know how that can devastate the senior community. So it really worked. So we just have to be responsible. And the thing is, with the virtual appraisals, Tim, you can talk about the validity of them, because I know we've used them in the past, and now with all of this going on, the appraisal board has come up with some additional guidelines.
Well, yeah, with the uniform standards of professional appraisal practice and the appraisal standards board that I serve on, we put out a Q&A, a question and answer, about, yes, you can do these, and you can use extraordinary assumptions, because you weren't, and you did not do a personal inspection, but you did it virtually, and that's what you have to disclose. It's all about that, and just say, here's what it is. The other part of it is making sure that you're very thorough, which I know you were, Greg, when you were asking him to turn things over. Let me look at this mark. Can you get closer to this? There were several times Greg had to say, get your finger out of the screen. Wait, move your finger, which that was great.
I told him his finger had no value. So,
right.
Unless
right.
You're trying to dial 911.
Right. But, you know, everybody is going through this. And I know this becomes a more cost-effective and efficient way of doing this, that we're able to help when there is that need to get this done.
And what's interesting about this is that no one's going to be doing anything with these belongings till this is all over anyway. So you know that it's always pending, you know, everything being over. And I think that's the only way you can move forward.
Well, yes. And that's the other thing that Gerjean's, what we're doing is we're saying we're doing it virtual. And if we need to do a personal inspection of these in the future, we will, and we'll do that at no charge to update the appraisals. So, you know, there's a lot of things that it's just, this isn't going to last forever. It feels like it. Yes, it feels like it's going to, but there will be an end to this. But I think that what's going to happen is it's going to also help change the way that we do business, and people are going to see, hopefully, we are this global, not only economy, but also this global world, that what happens on one side of the globe does impact what happens on this side, you know, or the other side.
I think it's going to be a complete worldwide reset for everything, for just our daily lives, our businesses, how we do business. And I think it's going to affect everything that we do at moving forward, and we just have to get used to it, and I'm sure we will.
Right. The other thing is that this past week, I mean, there are several auctions that are taking place, and we talked about this when this all first started, is that companies that have been doing online, they are continuing, and they're seeing actually an uptick because they've been able to market it, get it out there, and people are home. They don't have a whole lot, anything else, any other distractions. So they are bidding. They're watching these things. Heritage just had an auction last week. They sold a pair of Apple sneakers that were vintage, had the logo on it, great condition. I think they were estimated at $8,000 to $10,000. They sold for $16,000. So things are still moving in the economy and moving along. It's just a matter of getting those great items out there, whatever they are. Great stuff always sells, and helping people with their appraisal needs, getting insurance. This is the other thing for South Florida, is that, you know, we're going into tomorrow's April, but 2 months hurricane season begins. So it's something that what I'm trying to do is talk to my clients now to say, let's get these virtual appraisals of any items in that you need, because before hurricane season starts, so that you're prepared, because we don't know what's going to happen with that. That's the next thing that we have coming here in South Florida.
All right. Well, I think what we're going to be doing is looking at to help our clients in this case because of hurricane season. I think what we'll be doing is putting some guidelines together if you do want to have a virtual appraisal or valuation. What we would do is look at the items that you are particularly interested in, and then first thing they should do is contact their insurance company to find out, with their homeowner's policy, what is covered under normal circumstances. And those things, we might just say, okay, if those are covered under your normal insurance, let's concentrate on the things that you think are not covered. So that way we're not duplicating or having to appraise things that perhaps might not be needed to be appraised because they are covered automatically under a homeowner's policy.
Blanket coverage.
All right. Well, guys, keep the lockdown safe. It's funny. I just come into work and I go home from work, and twice a week I do like 10 minutes worth of shopping. That's it. So, but that's been my life for the past 11 years anyway. So this whole thing hasn't been a big change for me.
so it doesn't feel like Groundhog Day to you.
No, it just feels like it's my normal life. It's been ever since we started this business. Hey, stay safe down there, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
You too. Take care.
Have a great week.
Take care, guys. Tim, Luke, and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.